Wages have basically flatlined since 2012. Women have the highest level of work-family conflict, and the average commuter spends about 4.5 hours a week in transit. Sounds, well, I think it's fair to say, pretty bleak, right? Those are some of the findings from the latest Household Income and Labour Dynamics, or HILDA, survey by the Melbourne Institute. If you've been feeling some, or maybe all of those pressures, you can text us, of course. I'd love to hear about your experiences. I guess the main question now is, where do we go from here? We know the facts, but what are some of the solutions? Marion Baird is a Professor of Gender and Employment Relations at the University of Sydney. Marion, welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
So this is the one that really struck me, this that women have the highest level of work-family conflict. What are some of the things that can create work-family conflict?
Yeah, so this is one of the key findings of the HILDA report. Well, for women in Australia, it's working hours, not having control over your job, and having a child aged 4 to 7 years of age. Those things seem to really contribute to high levels of work-family conflict for women.
What do you make of the survey findings? How inevitable or unsurprising in some ways were they? I mean, I always wake up when I hear HILDA, I get alarmed, but then I'm like, yeah, pretty much makes sense.
Well, I mean, I think what you've said is actually really useful reflection on HILDA, Patricia. It's a fantastic survey. It's been tracking Australians for 18 years. It's giving us real insights into changing patterns of life. So for me, yes, a lot of the trends are what we expected, but they give us the real data, and they also show some areas that we haven't paid enough attention to. And so, you know, I think it's a really interesting and in some cases quite a dismal picture being painted.
Let's talk about the change in language here too. Does it feel like we've veered away from the positive, that is, a trying to achieve work-life balance, to now minimising work-family conflict?
Yes.
Is that telling?
Definitely.
We're just trying not to have
That's
a conflict
right.
with ourselves?
Yeah, exactly. And these are two, you know, if you're in the academic world, these are actually two different constructs. One is, how do you balance work and life, and people know about that. And the other one, which is what people are experiencing through the HILDA survey and your own experience, my experience, is the conflict. And that is, to what degree does work conflict with our family responsibilities, or the alternative, to what degree does family conflict with our work responsibilities? So we can have that negative spillover both ways. And we have seen a change in the language. I think this is reflecting the fact that people's working lives and their family lives are quite stressful now.
And the number of fathers with high levels of work-family conflict has dropped since 2001.
Yeah. So a couple of things have happened with fathers and with men overall. Men's employment rates have dropped as well across Australia, and that's been happening for some years. And I think it's something we probably should be paying more attention to in Australia. At the same time, women's employment rates have increased. That's overall, and one of the highest levels we've ever recorded now. Men's hours per week have dropped slightly, and women's hours per week have increased slightly. So you can sort of see where that work-family conflict is coming from for women. They're working more, they're working longer hours, they're looking after the children, and they're coping with that commuting issue as well. Plus, there's a lot of evidence in HILDA about the childcare issue, the cost of it, and the impacts that that's having on families.
And the HILDA report also found more women are being diagnosed with depression. Is that?
Yes, and
we make an assumption, but it's almost the perfect storm, isn't it?
It sure is. And I know we have to treat these results with some caution because, and HILDA does comment on this too, the HILDA report does comment on this, that there may be an element of, increased awareness of anxiety and depression. And maybe women do report that more than men. But I was quite taken by the results on anxiety and depression, and they're alarmingly high, at 1 in 5 young women reporting anxiety and depression. But what's really interesting is that over 8 years, they've almost doubled. So that's a really big shift.
It certainly is. Marion, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Patricia.